Hello? Yes, hi. Thank you for tuning into All Bobs Radio with our host, Nikki Barbs, and myself, Boss Barbs. Is Nikki in the building? Give me 1 second to get to her. Nikki, are you in the building? Okay, while I try to get Nikki on, I'm going to play a track from 112, so I hope you enjoy it. Boss Bobs, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's me, Nikki Barbs. You're now tuning into All Barbs Radio with me, your host, and the co-host at Angel Love Tweets. Sorry for the long wait. Just trying to fix our end over here as far as our switchboard. It just crashed, so we just been dealing with that. What's going on, Boss Barbs? How you doing?
Trying to get it together.
I hear you. I know we're both really, and upset right now, but we got to keep it moving. So just letting everybody know who's tuning in and listening that today we definitely have a great lineup. We have some people that are going to be interviewed on the show, and as well as we have a great topic. Angel, would you like to, let the people know who's going to be on air today or on deck today with us?
Today we are interviewing Them Louis Boys and a group called Ray Ray. Hopefully they still call in because we're kind of behind schedule. So right now we're just waiting. But I do know that you have an amazing topic that I've been so eager to get started today. So do your thing, hon, while we wait.
Yeah, so the topic is basically, just about women and men and in the industry and how they use sex to either get ahead, to either, bash someone out that's, their competition per se, as far as making these little the sex tapes and then leaking them out into the world for them to see what goes on in the bedroom. Just with that being said, of course, there's a couple of people I can think about off top, with the whole sex tape scandals. And the most biggest one that people talk about is Ray J and Kim Kardashian. And I believe, that tape was leaked to defamate her character, to, basically put her out there, because if it was, if that's not the case, then it wouldn't have been leaked by, you know, one of them had to do it, because they were the ones that were responsible for taping, and they were the only two ones in the room. And I basically believe, like, you know, that was put out there to just, like, kind of hurt her. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about the whole Ray J and the whole Kim Kardashian sex scandal tape?
I think that it was meant to leak out. I mean, because in that type of world, drama and sex sells. I don't think that maybe Kim thought it was going to be as big as it happened, and that it was going to circulate as much as it did. But I definitely think that one of the parties intended on it, you know, to leak for publicity, and I think it served as justice, because now look at Kim, like, she's all over the fucking place. Like, dating all kinds of, you know, African-American athletes, and she's definitely doing what she thought out to do, you know. So I think all that had to play in why it was leaked. I just think that most of the truth is not told to the world, because they don't want the world to know that it was done on purpose.
Right, and I definitely do agree with you a little bit on that as well, you know. Of course, and look at her now, you know, being that has happened, you know, everybody knows about Kim Kardashian, and, you know, I've never seen the tape myself, you know, but I heard it was really racy, and, you know, she was out there, and himself as well, and of course, you know, it didn't affect him as much as it affected her, but it's just, to me, I feel like, you know, a lot of things, when these people have to realize, like, when they're in a spotlight like that, like, anything that they do, people are waiting to see or to hear. Like, if they pick their nose, like, somebody's, like, around the corner waiting to take a picture of that, to make money off you by selling it, you know. And I just believe in just being careful on who you deal with, and when you are doing certain things like that, you know, the whole videotaping, some people would consider it to be kinky, fun, and, you know, a lot of people like to watch themselves after it's said and done, which is cool and fine, but just always know who you're dealing with, because once you leave that person's vision and they have the evidence left on him, like, I would always be on edge. Like, I hope he doesn't leak that, or, you know, like, and it's just, me personally, I don't, why do we need to, we're not porn stars, so there's no point of us videotaping shit.
Exactly. I definitely agree. Nikki, I think we have a caller, so I'm going to attempt to cue them in. The last four digits is 1837. 1837.
Okay.
You're live with Nikki Barbs and Boss Barbs. Are you there?
What's the last four digits of the number again?
1837.
Is it showing up on the switchboard that they're live?
Let's see if I can take the next one then. 3628. Last four digits, 3628.
Okay, really getting on my nerves. Really, really getting on my nerves.
Well, I guess we're just going to continue with the topic.
But, give us a second, though. Like, for all the callers that are actually tuning in and listening, and, like, you know, it's just me and Ace tonight. Usually, Brooklyn Black is on deck with us, and while we're talking and, you know, going over everything that we're going over, he's usually the one who helps us out with the whole controlling of the whole show. And, you know, he's not with us today due to a family emergency. So we're trying to get it right. We're trying to get it right. We're trying to have it to where we didn't, black is still here, but it's taking us a little bit more time. So just bear with us, please. Like, you are tuned in to All Bob's Radio. Call in number is 347-857-4302. And you are rocking out with Nikki Barbs and my lovely Southern Belle co-host at Angel Love Tweet. So with that being said, I just wanted to talk about, too, being over on that topic, you know, do you believe that females in the industry, you know, fuck a lot of niggas just to get ahead? Do you believe that?
I do believe that a lot of the females in the industry who come on the up and up fast do it because they do stuff like that. One of your favorite and my favorite shows is Love and Hip Hop. A lot of those women have done things, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with last season when the one young lady who was Jim, not Jim Jones, but what's the other Dipset guy?
What's Jewel, that? Yeah, Kim Bella, and I think you're supposed to be with her and Erica.
Yes, Kim Bella, like, you know, it's rumors that she did a lot of things or whatever to get where she was. But, I mean, hey, you look at World Star Hip Hop, what do you see? Most of those girls are, like, half-ass naked, don't have clothes on, doing things because they think that's where they need to go, you know, to do what they're doing or whatever the case may be. So I definitely think that a lot of the women think that that's what they're supposed to do, so that's what they do.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't knock any ladies, you know, I don't knock anything that you do. Just make sure that you're respecting yourselves and you should know what that means. You know, like a lot of people be like, okay, well, what do you mean when you say respect yourself? Like, you know, just, I mean, I feel as though, you know, you shouldn't have to sleep around to get a higher position or to make more money. Like, because then I think that's the part that would disrespect me, because I would feel like, you know, I would feel like I have no choice. Like, if I wanted to make more money at my job, like, my only option is, like, not to work extra hard and have my manager to see that, but maybe, you know, if I slept with him, like, that, because that's what he's telling, you know, like, that to me is crazy. But if that's what you're doing to get ahead, then I guess, like, if it's working for you, it's working for you. But I just primarily don't believe that females need to, like, you know, sleep around, because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, when it comes down to the men, though, it's just things that women can do that men can't do and vice versa. And it's things that women do that we're always going to be classified or, you know, as it being hoish or slutty when we deal with more than one guy anyway. So, I mean, I don't recommend you sucking your boss's dick just to get a 25-cent extra raise. Like, I couldn't see myself doing that. I really couldn't. But, you know, there's a lot of men that feel like, fuck it. Like, if, you know, if she knows that this is what it is, like, let her do it. Like, we're both getting off. Like, she's doing me a favor, and I'm going to do her a favor, so we're both winning. And I just feel like it's not right, but it happens all the time, you know. It does. Like, you know, a lot of things with the men, too, like, you know, when they are in the industry, they tend to get themselves cut out there when they involve themselves with other women and they already have a wife at home, or, you know, they already have a girlfriend or a stable family or a family, and they tend to just, like, still fuck with the other bitches, like.
Mm-hmm.
For what reason, I don't know. You know, especially if you have something good at home, I don't see why you are still going out there looking, scouting, touching, feeling, texting, sexting. I don't see the point in that. But, you know, everybody has their reasons for doing whatever they do. How do you feel about, you know, men in the industry, or just men in general, that actually, you know, they're with someone per se, but yet they still step outside their relationship, or they still tend to talk to other people?
I think, well, I have two thoughts on that. First, my thought on the industry was a lot. I'm not going to say all, because I'm pretty sure that there are some guys in the industry, you know, that really try to be a one-man woman. I mean, I'm not really sure, but, like, you know, Will Smith seems like he's one of them. It kind of seems like, you know, him and Jada got that locked. But I just think it comes with the territory. Like, I think a lot of guys are weak. And I feel as though, you know, like, they just accept it, and their women just accept it, because they feel like, okay, that goes with the territory, you know, like, oh, if I'm dating an athlete, I have to expect that when he goes away, he's going to sleep around, so I have to just do my part to keep the lifestyle that I live. You know, I watch a lot of reality shows, and that's the impression that I get. A lot of those women they pretend on camera that they're not okay with it. But a lot of those women have been with those men for a very long time, and they're just not willing to sacrifice, you know, the outside sexual relationships for what they've built within the family. A lot of them look at it as business. When you think of, like, Snoop and his wife, they've been together since they were, like, in high school, and everyone knows the dirt that he does, and she still deals with it, you know. And she deals with it on the strength that it's a foundation that they built, and it's all business. And, you know, I guess she feels as though what they have as far as financial-wise and what they've built as far as, like, the business is more.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I believe, too, with, like, you know, like, bringing it back to, like, these women from Love and Hip Hop, like, you know, Kambella, you know, all of them, Emily, you know, Fabs, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, they I look at them, and I the only thing I can get from that is that they don't, like, they're caught up in this lifestyle and this living. So if they were to, like, be a real woman and be like, you know what, you're fucking around on me all the time, blah, 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 like, I'm out of here, I'm leaving. Like, they know that once they walk away, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not to say maybe it's not it, but I feel like they accept it because they want to still live the lifestyle that they live, so they put up with it. They know that they know that their man is out there, you know, out in the streets or whatever the case may be, dealing with this one, dealing with that one, at this show. But yet, like, they can know these things. Like, girls come back and tell them, like, yes, I slept with your man, or yes, I did this and I did that. But for some reason, they don't want to either believe it, or they're like, they bypass it because it's like, they don't want to give up that lifestyle. Like, they don't want to just, you know, break up with him. And then, because, you know, if they break up with him, then maybe, like, that's it for, like, how they live now, because, like, they're no longer going to have his support on, you know, on behalf of anything. And I just feel like, I mean, it is what it is. I just couldn't accept certain things from a man, whether you're a celebrity or not. I just don't give a fuck, like, because at the end of the day, we're both human beings. We both have feelings, and that's just that. So if you're going to, you know, go outside your relationship, go ahead, but don't expect to come back. That's how I feel. But, I mean, you know, maybe, you know, some of them, I think, too, you know, they just sit there and they accept it. Like, they don't care. Like, as long as the bills is being paid, as long as they got their shit going, like, their businesses, their little businesses that they start is rolling, and, you know, the kids are taken care of, or, you know, they got their shit out, they're good. Like, they're like, I don't give a fuck about what this nigga do. As long as he come home, or as long as his money's coming in, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, he could do that. This is some women, too, feel like that's what it comes with. Like, so they have to accept it. You know, and I don't agree with that. Like, you know, these niggas, like, they get so caught up in the lights and in the attention and the look over here, oh, hi, my name is, like, they just forget about everything, like, what's at home, you know, and it's sad, but it happens a lot. Like, I mean, you don't have, it doesn't necessarily have to be within the entertainment industry, too, because it happens to people like you and I all the time.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I often say, I mean, you know this, Nikki, I always say I can't deal with a guy, like, in the music industry because, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, not for nothing, like I kind of feel like I understand where the women are coming from, you know, because, like, you know, at the end of the day, you can't stop a cheater from cheating. I don't care if they come home every day to you. If a nigga or a female is going to cheat, they're going to cheat. They're going to find some way, somehow, to do what they do, you know. But if I've been with this person, you know, before they got where they are and I've helped them build to their success, I know me, I'm not going to let no other female come in and I'm just going to walk away from that. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put all that work in and raise these little bambinos and deal with, like, the bullshit with you, you know, stressing me out because you stressed out because the track didn't work the way you wanted it to or this deal didn't come through. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to give all that up. But with me saying that, if I ever dated a guy from the industry and it got to be that serious, we would have to have that talk. And you know what that talk means, like that prenuptial agreement type talk, because I understand the groupies. I understand that the more my guy or whatever the case may be gets put out there, the more they're going to be there. Like, I've had, you know, I've seen one interview with one artist where he said, you know, he just got tired of fighting them off. He was like, where it will be 30 girls, you know, coming at him towards his hotel. It will be 10 that will be at the door. It will be 5 that will be at the elevator. And it will always be that one that somehow got in his hotel room. And after a while, he just got tired of fighting and he would just do it. Like, it was just like, what the fuck, whatever. Like, I'm just going to, who's going to know? But at the end of the day, you know, so if I know going into that that's the mentality that, you know, he's going to be around other guys who are going to be single, who's going to be like, yeah, she's fat to death or whatever the case may be, nigga, we're going to need to have a sit down. Like, we're going to have to sit, you know, talk about the consequences, and you're going to need to know that I don't approve of it, but I'm aware. And if other things happen, like babies pop up, Because, I mean, what do they do? Them ratchet hoes, they do that kind of stuff. They get pregnant so they can get a check. Okay, so if they get pregnant and they want to try to get a check, you just know that that's coming out of your end, not coming out of mine. I still want my bills paid. I still want what Alabama Middle State and care of. Like, that still needs to happen, because once you took yourself out of that realm, you said to me you was man enough to handle our home and hers. So you need to be man enough to handle my home and hers. I don't give a fuck what she got going on. If I say I need a Lamborghini tomorrow, nigga, it needs to happen, or you're breaching the agreement. Because once we got married, the agreement was through thick and thin. So, nigga, we're about to go through thin real quick because you stepped out. You understand what I'm saying? So I often say I could never date a guy in the industry because I know me and I know my personality, and it would not be a happy situation, because either we would live with each other and be upset all the time, or the baby mother would be living in the house too, and it would just be a crazy situation, because I'm not going to give up something that I helped build. I'm not going to do it. So, but with me saying that, at the same time, I know that. Like, I know that these women go through these things. This is like you just said, a lot of them girls say, oh, I slept with your man. But you got to think about it. A lot of those girls that say that may not have slept with him. So it's kind of like, what the fuck do you believe? You know, so it's like they lost in limbo. Like, okay, did you really sleep with him? Because I know you slept with Brenda, but did you sleep with this bitch, Ashley? Like, you know, it's just crazy. So I just try to, like, stay away. I get upcoming artists that hit me up, like, you know, sometimes they want to get to know me, and I'm just like, I don't know, because if you make it big and with the whole groupies, I can't sit in the audience and watch bitches grope on you.
I'm going to just add to that, because, I mean, me personally, I felt as though, like, I could date somebody in that situation, because I know me, like, I got a lot of things going on for myself. So primarily, like, if we have an understanding, like, as long as, you know, everything is being respectful, like, you know, we talk about certain things, I'm aware of the groupies, I'm aware of certain things, you know, as long as we have a mutual agreement, then it's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? But disrespecting, as far as stepping outside the relationship, as far as just doing that shit, like, yeah, I couldn't tolerate it because of my attitude as well. So that's crazy.
I have a question for you, Nikki. Okay, so say if you're dating a guy, okay, and what it doesn't really matter, because, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, rappers, but you have the producers, you have, you know, the in-between guys that still get the money, but they're not really on the stage or whatever the case may be. And he's not, let's just say he's not outwardly, you know, with it, like, you know, nobody's really coming to you, but you know, because in that industry, you have, like, the blogs, you have the hearsay, whatever, and you're hearing it and you're reading it, you know, but you haven't really experienced it, and, you know, your homegirl is with me, having called you, like, Nikki, I seen XYZ at blah, blah, blah with such and such, you know, but what if he's doing his thing on the side, you know, and it's been going on a while, and then you find out, like, what would you do? You know, you as Nikki, as being, let's just say you've been together for, let's just throw a number, 4 years or whatever, and he's been doing his thing, and then all of a sudden it's just out there. How as a woman are you supposed to react to that? Like, how are you supposed to handle it? Are you going to walk away from something that you took 4 years to build for a jump off? You're going to let the jump off win and, you know, and just show that you're that much of a weak person? Because in reality, basic relationships deal with that kind of stuff. You have everyday niggas that sometimes step out because they're foolish, or women that step out because for that particular moment they had a weak spot. As a woman, how would you handle that?
Me being a woman and me being Nikki Vibes at the same time, I would handle that situation as far as I wouldn't walk away because I'm not a weak bitch.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna talk about it, even if we don't want to fucking talk about it. Things are gonna get handled. Things are gonna get said. We're gonna know certain things. Like, even if I do decide to leave after me asking you or you telling me what it is, I just need to know certain things. But after I figure out some of the things that I want to know, then after that, if I decide to leave because I feel like you're not seriously valuing our 4 year relationship, you know, you must take this shit for a joke. And I don't know. Like, you can kind of see with certain niggas if you know females we give our dudes like second chances, third chances, because they say that they're sorry or they're never gonna do it again or whatever was a mistake, blah blah blah. You know, sometimes with certain dudes, you can kind of tell like they're not gonna fucking stop. Like mm-hmm. they're not gonna stop. So it's either you walk away or if you don't.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I'm like you said, you're not a weak female. I'm not either. But at the same time, I feel like me being a woman, it's kind of hard to speak upon something that I haven't been in because I'm not dating, you know, like a celebrity or whatever the case may be. I can only speak as if. So as if I were in a situation like that, I think myself, I would, you know, deal with it, but then, like, make his life miserable for the time being. Because I feel like, you know, it's just like a child. Like, you can't let a child run around and not experience consequences. You know, so if your child falls and they hurt themselves and you pacify them, they're not going to understand that pain hurts. So if I'm in a relationship with a man and he steps out, he's going to have to get that boo-boo, get that pain hurts terminology, so that he understands that, yes, I accept your sorry, but there's consequences for your sorry. Even if it has to go as far as, like, me moving out for a little bit, you know, things like that, in my opinion, have to happen, because I do agree sometimes with human being human, when we're forgiven multiple times, we take advantage. It's just a human thing to do. It's just a human thing for a guy to say, oh, this bitch not going nowhere. I've already cheated on her 3 times. She's forgiven me. All I got to do is bring her a Louis V bag, and the bitch is happy. You know what I'm saying? You know, so me, like, being who I am, I think I will probably make it really hard, like, make the situation, like, really hard. And to me, that would be the test. Because you fucked up, I'm going to make your life miserable. If you want it to work, then you're going to fucking fix it.
Right, but let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. That shit, a lot of times, it really doesn't mean anything to me. Nigga, you're not fucking sorry. Sorry. Like, I honestly, it depends on a certain situation, because I'm not a weak bitch, but I'm not gonna stand for nobody to be disrespectful, for nobody to walk all over me or take advantage of me. So if I have to fucking boogie, I'm going to bounce, and that's it. 4 years, 5 years, fucking 45 years. A nigga, I will leave a nigga that I've been married to from the fucking, from day one, from when we were high school sweethearts, up until we both in Pampers right now. I will get up out that wheelchair and bounce on his ass if he decided to, like, play himself at any given time.
I don't know, like, I just wonder what these women go through, you know, like, dating athletes and, you know, having, like, I respect the utmost respect for, like, the athletes and the, you know, the artists and things who don't put their women in the limelight, because I feel like it's a respect thing. Like, they don't want anybody to know. Because for the longest, I used to say things like, you know, well, I never see XYZ's wife while he's playing basketball. Like, if I'm watching football, I'm watching basketball. But as I watch reality shows now, I understand why. Because the more you expose your family to the light, the more bashing you have to handle. So, you know, like you explained, like, the Kambela situation, can you just imagine what women like Kambela, with women who are dating athletes, who are on, like, the Basketball Wives, the Football Wives, like, what they go through on a daily basis. Case in point, you know, the last night I was watching it, and the young lady I guess it was her boyfriend, whoever, like, he got his artist pregnant. You know, so now that's a whole other shit they got to deal with. But if she wasn't on the show, I think that she would have been able to digest it a lot better than having everybody up in her face. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at what point do you not be involved? Like, do you say, okay, to protect my throne, do I stand back and not be involved in what my man has going on? Or do I be all up in the shit and deal with the punches as they roll? Like, are you really strong enough for that? And a lot of those women are not really strong enough for that, and that's why they get divorced, and that's why they walk away, and they have the issues that they have, you know?
So, nothing wrong with divorces. So, I think sometimes divorce is for the fucking best. Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just sorry. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. You can be Obama. And if you decide to... if I don't know, if I do not want to put up with it, I don't have to. Like, think about it. When you sit there and you decide to give a nigga another chance, or you decide to, like, bear with him and put up with certain shit, that's mad fucking energy, B. It's mad energy that you gotta sit there. You gotta set aside certain feelings. You're gonna make yourself feel uncomfortable and uneasy. This nigga's still gonna be fucking sleeping good, and you're the one that's gonna have to sleep nights because you want to say something but you can't. You know, I can't deal with all of that shit. Like, I need to at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, I need to go to bed. I need to wake up in the morning. I need to have a clear mind. So if leaving you is what the fuck that takes, I'm gone, nigga. I'm gone with the wind. I'm out of here.
Okay, so what? Let's flip this scenario. Okay, so because I say this all the time, women have the power. We do. Like, I don't really care how the male listeners are, you know, feeling right now. We have the power in a relationship. I feel like, you know, if we're not happy, the house is fucked up. You know, like, if we wake up in a bad mood, trust and believe, shit not gonna go right. So, you know, let's just say he is doing what he wants to do, and he is out there, whatever, you know. I, in my opinion, the women that run with that and they do what they want to do, I say, hey, do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, if you don't like the heat, stay the fuck out the kitchen. So if I'm home and I'm doing what I need to do and I'm cooking you hot meals and I'm taking care of, you know, the little kids and I'm combing their nappy-ass hair and making sure they tight, you know, up to the neck, and then you're running around working, and I say working with quotation marks, okay, well, let's flip it around because I'm a bad female, you know, and I'm going to make you suffer. So I may not do what you're doing. I may not sleep with anybody, but I may go on a date. I may go somewhere and have coffee where I know paparazzi is going to be. I think if women use those tactics, a lot of the men wouldn't do what they do, because some men are very comfortable in thinking that, oh, this is my woman, and she's not going to look for another man because I got that pussy locked now. And in reality, trust me, like, there's other niggas that probably have better dick than that guy, you know. And I think when men realize that, relationships would be, like, so much better. What do you
mean? Men still do that. They think that, like, dick can hold the bitch down. That's what's going on in 2012, so.
In my opinion, I feel like that. Okay, well, let me say, okay, for example, you know, like, you know, I'm horrible at relationships. I'll date a guy for, like, a couple of weeks, and then I'm, like, turned off or whatever the case may be. And me having those issues, I've noticed that a lot of guys that I'm attracted to are cocky. You know, and at some point the cockiness turns me off because I'm like, nigga, trust and believe, whatever you got floating in your boat is a nigga out here twice as, you know, long and twice as bad up in there, you know. And I think a lot of guys are so self-confident that they feel like, oh, once they got you, you're not going anywhere. And reality is, like as you say, honey, newsflash, just as well as I can pull you, I can pull another guy, like, that's twice as better than you or twice as financially, you know, above you or whatever your standards are when you're dating. But I think as a guy, they don't think like that. Like, they think like, oh, I got this on lock, so I can do what I want to do as long as I come home and put the dick on her and shower her with some gifts, it's all good. Newsflash, is not all good, because in reality, it's always someone out there better than you. It's just a fact of who, you know, us as a woman choose to be with. I don't know how you feel about that, but.
I mean, blessed vibes. I mean, I just, I'm kidding. I'm like, I'm over here listening to you. You know, I got mad shit to say. But I honestly want to just stray away from that real quick, because I just want to talk about, what about the good niggas, though? The good niggas that be doing the fucking thing, that take care of home, take care of themselves and you. But yet, you as a female, you're still not satisfied, but yet you still feel the need to, when your man is at work, you still feel the need to tweet other niggas, DM other niggas, talk to other niggas when your man is at work. You feel the need to just be around that male, you know what I'm saying, that male species. And like, what do you have to say to those females, like, that do that? Like, do you think that that's, like, you know, because when it comes up to men, when men do it to us, it's just, like, such a hurtful fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But what about when these bitches do it to the good niggas, though?
I've always said that people meet the right people at the wrong time. like that's one of my famous things that I live by daily, because I do believe that. I do believe at some point that it's an unbalancement, like all the good people mix up with the wrong people, because it's like a feed off of nature. It's like, okay, I want this person because I know they're good for me. And on the flip side, the person who's good is like, I need this person because I know I'm good for them. So for those females that, like, dog niggas, like, you make it so, so hard for, like, good women like myself and Nikki, you know, who do the same thing, who can cook, who can clean, who can do everything, you know, who is not afraid to rub that man's back. You know, you make it hard for us, and in the result of that, you know, we get the bad niggas that come to us. You know, we get the niggas that pretend and, you know, want a fake house and then still want to do what they want to do. Because of you, because like I said, the power is in the pussy at the end of the day. So I just feel like if women hold their position the correct way, like, we wouldn't have those kind of situations. You know, we wouldn't, us good females wouldn't date and wouldn't, you know, be who we are and then get hurt, because these guys are hurt because someone has hurt them. I mean, that's reality. You only hurt people because you've been hurt. You're only, you know, a multiple woman guy because that one woman you were with fucked your heart up. And so now you just, like, all women are the same. The same thing with females, like.
I actually have, I have a caller on my end who goes by the name of Lala, and she just wanted to just elaborate on the whole, you know, female situation and what we're talking about. So you're live on air, Miss Lala.
Hey, everyone. This is Lala.
Hi, Lala.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, as far as what she was just asking you, and you even mentioned something about it, about guys coming home and feeling as long they put it on us, where they're going to stick around. And she had asked you, basically, how do you feel about women who go out on their dudes because he's not around? And the only thing I have to say about that is, as females, we're emotional creatures. Everything is based on emotion to us. Not for nothing, as much as we love sex, sex means nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the first ones to say to a guy, are you talking to a girl? And I know personally, if my man is on the phone talking to a girl night after night for hours and having an intellectual conversation with another female, that is going to hurt me more than him finding a girl and just sleeping with her one day and that's it. That hurts me more. Why? Because that's the connection we know gets us. So as far as girls stepping out on relationships, I know majority of, I'm not going to front. My legs stay closed, but there would be plenty of guys that I would talk because my man isn't fulfilling me 100% as far as emotionally go. Physically, okay, you're here for me. You're home right now, but you're not there the way I need you to be there. So I'm getting that attention from elsewhere, from other guys by texting them. So you think you're going to come home and put it on me? Not for nothing, you're going to lose me sooner or later thinking that's all I want, because as females, that's not what we care about. And I think they need to understand that we're not like them. Everything they do is not based on emotion. What we do is based 100% on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want to say.
So what do you have to say about that, Boss Live, to what Ms.
I definitely agree with Lala. I'm about to have a get real moment. I don't do these very often because I'm really quiet. But, you know, back in my younger days, I'm not going to say how old I am, but I had a friend, and we pretty much, like, grew up together. And, you know, he went and he got married at a very young age. And for the life of me, I could not understand why his wife hated me. I could not understand, you know, until they got divorced and I actually talked to her. And she hated me because, you know, when he needed something or when he needed someone to talk to, he would call me. And we would stay on the phone for hours and hours and hours, you know. And even though the conversations was about her and them, and I was trying to give him advice on how to treat her better, She didn't know that. All she knew was that, you know, every time she came home, he was on the phone with Angel. Anytime something happened, he called Angel. Before he called her to check on her, he called Angel to check on, you know, me. When I had my daughter, he was, like, I didn't talk to him for a long time, and then he saw that I, you know, he found out I was having a baby. He came to the emergency room to, like,
watching me have my child, she felt out of place. She felt as though, like, you're in love with this girl. Like, and on my end, it wasn't like that. But on his end, it really was. All I had to say was, okay, I want you, and we could have been together. But for the life of me, I could not for years and years and years. I could not understand why every time I came around this female, she gave me really horrible vibes. And it's for the exact reason why Lala just said we're emotional creatures. So at any given time, if we feel as though, you know, those emotional moments are not with us, we want to know how our man feels. We want to know, you know, how their day was, what their deepest secrets are, and what they're afraid of. So if another female can pull that out and we can't, we're threatened. Like, we're threatened. We're like, what the fuck is going on? And our natural reaction is like, okay, I need to know what's going on. Like, I'm not getting that, you know. So I completely, like, agree with her. At any given day, if I'm on the phone with a guy who can get me to open up, 9 times out of 10 before I talk to Mr., like, Dick It Right, I wouldn't call him. I would call Mr. Emotional and talk to him because I know he's listening to me. I know he's listening to me. I know he's understanding my feelings. I know if I'm having a fucked up day, I can call him, and he's going to get me to calm down, you know, without me having sex with him. So Lala hit it right on the nose, in my opinion.
Definitely did. She definitely did. Shout out to Lala holding it down. I have a quick question to you, too. Is the switchboard back up and running? How is that looking? Is it going okay, or are we still having problems?
Yeah, it's still looking the same. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give, Nikki, while we're going to take a little break?
I do. I have, first and foremost, I want to shout-out myself. How's your head game, Nikki Barb? I want to shout you out. I also want to shout-out all the Barbs. We love you. We're holding it down for you. I definitely want to shout-out Rain Poetry, whose show I called in today, Getting Real with Rain and Real on the, you know, on their show. It was a definitely good show. They actually talked about the G-spot, and it was a really good lesson for me to learn about where it's located, how it looks, how it feels from you touching yourself and somebody else touching yourself. So it was really, really, really intriguing. So shout out to Real and Rain. I also want to shout out Shop TV, who I was on last night. Shout out to Griffin. Definitely in the midst of working with them as well, networking. So I should be hearing from him after this show. Shout out to The Real Rampage. You already know. And if anybody has a problem with me shouting out The Real Rampage, you can fix your face. And shout out to Team Deep Freeze. And make sure y'all go download. Make sure y'all go download that Brooklyn Nights on iTunes. Support. Shout out to the Stunner Island, my cousin, you know, been rocking out with him all day. Shout out to Lala and her people, you know, everybody that's just been that's tuning in. Shout out to the callers, the listeners. Shout out to Roxy Blue. I see you, baby. Thank you. Shout out to my fucking cousin, Nate, yo. This little nigga graduated today. He did, and he was looking a hot ass fucking mess. Mm-hmm. A hot mess. He knows this because I told him this, but shout out to him because he's fucking class 2012. So that's, you know, that's a great thing. But also, I got a lot of people to shout out tonight. You know, today has been a good day. My night has been going a little bit crazy. Just rocking out though on All Bobs Radio. You can call us up at 347-857-4302. You're definitely in the building with Nikki Barb and Book Barb. So do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
Yes, I have some shout outs. I want to first shout out Curvy Bird. That's at curvy_BYRDS. We're going to be hosting his tattoo party coming up soon. So definitely, ladies and men who like to get tatted, hit him up. He's really good. I've seen his work today. He's fucking amazing. It's at curvy_birds. I also want to shout out an artist who is from Baltimore, and he travels all over, and he has really cool music. His name is Baltimore Sun, S.O.N, at Body More Sun. So shout out to you. I want to shout out to L. Interviewees tonight. You know, we're going to get back with you and get you back on the show, them Louis Boys, and at Ray Ray WB. And I also want to shout out at Brent
NU Music. We're going to be hosting an event for him coming up really soon. So, you know, just keep a lookout. We're moving all over the place. We're traveling all over the place. And my last shout-out is for Dream Online. Shout-out to them. We do a lot of back-and-forth promo with them, and they're really, really awesome. And also shout-out to Griffin as well, because he shows me a lot of love on my end also. I think I'm pretty much done for the moment as far as my shout-out.
I just thought about one more person, too. Shout-out to Griffin. And you're probably listening, Griffin. You probably are. And I just want to let you know that, you know, I do appreciate your crazy ass. You know, you already know, bless vibes. But I'm shout-out to Griffin because he definitely does hold us down on Twitter as far as having everybody follow us, these industry people. Shout out to who else that I want? Oh, shout out to the Real Amethyst on Twitter. Shout out again the All Barbs, Heavenly 08. Shout out to Yep, I Love It.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody that holds us down, and also shout out to Brooklyn Black. I'm mad as fuck right now, but I love you and I understand what you're going through. So this is why I'm being, you know, I'm being considerate. And shout out to you and Pregame Radio, and shout out to Twitter, like, that's it, like, because, you know, we get our fan base is crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it is. Oh, and because if I don't do this, when I get off of air tonight, I probably get chewed out. So shout out to our number one listener who's always listening, even though sometimes I know he's probably not, but I'm going to give him that. San Spartan, I see you, we love you, thank you for the support.
Oh, definitely shout out Vinny, too, because he's my number one listener, too. He always tunes in every Tuesdays and Thursdays with us, and he's always texting me, great show, you're doing great. So shout out to Vinny. He's like, you know, my little Mr. Lover Man. He's cool. Shout out to Carlos Rashad. Where you at, baby? Because he definitely needs to, damn, our switchboard is fucked up, because I would love for him to have call in and just sing something real quick, because he's definitely moving out there as well. But maybe you can get him on our Thursday show to call in.
Nikki, let me see something for a second. Caller 1943, are you there? Caller 1943. You're live on All Barbs Radio with Nikki Barbs and Boss Barbs. Nope, I tried. All right. Go ahead.
It's cool, though. But let me ask you another question. Like, do you feel as though men should come to their girlfriends or whatever and say to them, like, baby, you know I love you, right? But some other girls out there, like, I just be fucking them. They don't mean nothing to me. Like, you're my everything. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get me mad and shit or whatever, like, you know, I just mean, like, niggas always tend to say that it just happened. Like, when you ask, like, what the fuck, what happened, it just happened. They can never really, I guess, explain to you their whole premeditation towards them fucking that bitch. But, like, what do you have to say about that when niggas hit girls with the line, like, you know, I love you, but all them other bitches, like, I really don't care about them. I just be fucking them.
Catch me on a good day, we might can talk about it. Catch me on an average day, I'll probably, like, be throwing shit at your fucking head. Because to me, that's like you're mocking the situation. Like, you're coming to me like, you know, I fuck other bitches, but you know you're my number one. It's not happening. Like, it's not happening. I mean, you know, if you want to do that, that's all fine and gravy. Like, you have to make a choice with me. Like, if you're going to be fucking other bitches, you can't fuck me. I mean, that's just plain and simple. You can't fuck me. We can still live in the same house. We can still, you know, play house, and I can still be wife, but you can't stick it inside of me. So, therefore, I still need for you to do what you need to do as far as making sure the house is. Because when you think about it, our relationship is a business. Most people don't want to like look at it like that, but it's an agreement. You agree to make him happy. He agrees to make you happy. Nine times out of ten, the woman's agreement is making sure her man is sexually pleased, making sure that he feels good, making sure that his food is cooked. You know, we're fucking slaves. The man's portion of the agreement is to make sure that we have everything that we want and we need. So, if you breach the business agreement, okay, well, something has to give, so therefore I need to go shopping more. I need for you to kick out more money. I need for you to compensate for you breaching the agreement, because when you went out and you slept with that bitch and she called my house phone and she said, oh, I'm sleeping with your man, bitch, you breached the contract, so therefore I'm breaching mine. No sex over here. You can get it from her. I hope it's good and lovely. Bring your ass in the house by 11 because you need to watch these kids so that I can go out with my girls and have a drink to talk about your fucking ass and this bitch.
Damn. Damn. I mean, I just, like, call me old-fashioned, but fuck you. I don't have time for this shit. Like, I just don't. Like, it's too many niggas out here for me to be fucking stressing over one idiot asshole that I just can't get it together, or he doesn't know if he's coming or going. Like, it's just too many. I'm telling you. I've been feeling like, you know, the Southern dudes is where it's at for me. Like, fuck these New York niggas. Like, they get on my goddamn nerves. No, for real. Like, I don't know. Just these niggas with the whole from the DMV area. Shout out to the DMV area.
Nikki, they full of senses. Let me tell you a little bit about these Southern niggas, okay? Because, you know, I'm a fan of the South. You know, I like the dirty. I like how they talk, you know that. But let me tell you about them niggas. Just as well as they can wine and dine you, and they'll rub your feet, and they'll tell you you're fucking beautiful. Trust and believe, honey. It's another bitch. She's saying the same thing. The difference between the North niggas and the South niggas, they will take care of you, bitch, me, bitch, La-La, and everybody else. They will make sure that everybody is taken care of so that nobody has to fucking complain. Up North niggas slip. They slip. They go in the club with their extra, knowing that their baby mother or their girlfriend's going to be in the club because they about show. Down South niggas is about keeping it, like, family-oriented, so they're not going to bring, you know, me to an event where they know their jump-off going to be at. They're not going to do that because they don't want that to be the main event of the night.
Niggas in New York don't give a fuck. They will forget that they even invited you as the bitch to get you to shut up, or, you know, probably to get you to be like, okay, well, yeah, like, let's spend some time together. So, niggas, I mean, I think that's just niggas in general, but, you know, I live in New York, so my whole thing, like, my whole just experience with New York niggas, like, I'm not going to shit on all New York dudes. Like, there's some good dudes out here, you know, but I'm just, like, I've been to the South, and when I go to the South, I guess it's because I'm not from there, so, like, it's just different. Like, their hospitality is different. To me, their swag is different. The way that they would approach me, instead of saying, hey, come here, instead of saying, like, what up, ma, or, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, how you doing, miss? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's some shit, like, make me turn my fucking head, like, miss. Okay. You know, but I'm so used to hearing niggas be like, what up, yo, what up, shorty, what up, love, what up, boo. Like, that shit is so whack to me, and it's getting played out. So I thought, you know, let me travel outside to see, you know, all the, you know, get to try other different men out there, whatever. And right now, the dudes in the South is winning for me. Maybe because, I don't know, like, I'm not from there, but they're winning to me. What do you, what's your preference, like?
You know, I've really haven't dated too many guys from, you know, up North. You know, the guys up in the DMV area are slim to none for me, because a lot of them, they, I don't know. I prefer the Southern man because I know the Southern man has good intentions. Regardless if he has some fucked up ways, I know at the end of the day, like, with a Southern man, if I bitch and I complain enough, he's going to get it right. With my experience with a guy from, like, you know, New York or Jersey, if I bitch and complain, he's going to come back and bitch and complain. Where there's going to be two bitching and complaining niggas sitting up in, like, the house, you know what I'm saying? Like, but with a down South guy, it's like, at that particular moment, you are his main concern. Regardless of what else happens after that, he could have, like, 10 other fucking girlfriends or whatever. But at that time, when you're with him, like, in my experience, like, you won't have to hear, the phone's not going to ring. The phone's not going to ring. He's not going to be on his phone on Twitter tweeting his other bitch. He's not going to be texting. He's not going to be whatever. Like, it's going to be, like, phone off. I'm with you. Let me massage your body. Let me feed you. Let me run your water. Like, that's the kind of stuff, like, that Southern men do. The North niggas, like, they got it confused. Like, they think that, like, they supposed to be. I mean, I'm all for pampering my man. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for running your bath water, you know, rubbing your back. But at the same time, nigga, I work all day, too.
I work a 9-to-5. You know, I would like to have a glass of wine sitting there when I come home sometimes. The food already cooked. I've never met a nigga from up north that would do anything like that. Most niggas from New York that I know can't even fucking cook. I mean, they can't cook. Their idea of cooking is ramen noodles or, like, popping something fucking in the microwave. Like, no. I need a nigga that can cook because I like to eat, and sometimes I don't want to cook, and I don't want to be eating hot dogs for fucking dinner on a day that I don't want to cook.
I just also, too, like I said, shout out to the Southern News or whatever. Shout out to the niggas up north, too, but... Like, I mean, I like some of the Southern values, like, but all that, like, extra shit, like, you know, like, him feeding you, like, spoon feeding you, like, I don't like stuff like that, because, like, I feel like you're treating me like a baby, like, I can eat by myself, like, I know you're trying to be nice, I know you're trying to be sweet, but, like, I mean, I could do the whole, maybe, like, the holding hands, and, you know, we could do the whole whatever, but, like all that other stuff. Like, I like massages. You know, you can do that. We can do that for one another and tell bedtime stories and shit. But all that other, like, you want to feed me. You want to fucking hold my hand as I tip my... You want to tip my toe into the bathwater before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is a little bit extra. Like, maybe that's, you know, that's a Southern thing. So I'm not from the South. So I guess that's how they give it up. Like, out here in New York, niggas is not trying to feed you.
Let me tell you, like, I understand. I understand completely because me, I'm sorry, I like to be pacified. I do. Like, you're going to get the best out of me if you pacify me. So, like, if I'm home and, like, I mean, nigga, you know, I'm a brat. So if I'm home and, like, you're fucking pissing me off, I'm going to tell you you're fucking pissing me off. I want you to hug me, rub me, hold me, kiss me, and the more I push you away, I want you to keep going and keep, because eventually, like, that's the kind of shit I like. Like, I'm a cuddler. I like to be held. I like to hug. I'm a kisser. That's me. So if you run my bathwater, to me, like, you help me take my clothes off. You know, like, picking me up and taking me into the bathroom. Like, that kind of stuff, I like. Like, that's what I like that kind of stuff. Like, that's who I am. Like, you know, you are kind of different from me. Like, you'll probably be like, nigga, I'll fucking walk. I got this. Like, me, I'm kind of different. Like, I like the touchy-touchy, feely-feely, the hands-on, the let's hold hands while we watching a movie. You know, like, let's eat popcorn out the same fucking box. Like, that's the type of person that I am.
That's crazy. Just one second. I just, like, again, like, I just want to shout out everybody. And I just want to let everybody know, thank you for tuning in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and, you know, Angel Loves Sweet, the co-host. And, you know, just, again, you know, because we're over here going on and on and on. I know people are like, what the fuck? They just keep talking and talking and talking. But, like I said, again, due to our switchboard, we are unable to play music right now, take calls, do all of that. And it's really killing us, so we're keeping it moving, right, boss?
I do want to say, you know, if you're listening, send us a tweet, send us a DM, let us know how you feeling. If we get it, we'll definitely just read your responses. I mean, get live with us. I know you can't call in at the moment, but we're here. We know that you're listening. So just, you know, just tweet somebody. Let us know how you feeling. Should we forgive you if you fuck up, guys? Let us know. Tweet us. Nikki, you want to let them know if they don't already know? I mean, but damn, they should. We've been doing this for, like, how long now? What L Twitter names are?
Yes, definitely. Yes, you definitely follow me at How's Your Head Game, and that's H-O-W-S-Y-A, Head Game, all one word. Follow at Andrew Love Tweets. You definitely know you can hit us up on Twitter. Just hit us up. Like, talk to us. We talk back. We're on it all throughout the day. We do have regular lives, normal lives. We are busy, but Twitter is something that we tend to, you know, to pay attention to because we don't want to miss anything from you guys, and we definitely always have things to share. So we definitely have a mixtape that we're putting together, All Bob's Mixtape Volume 1, which will be produced by DJ Mike Major. He's one of the hottest DJs in the Bronx, New York. And definitely is helping me out with this. And I definitely got a couple of people to send me over some drops that I'm going to probably add on that. Me and you definitely got to get in the studio. We got to create an outro and an intro for the mixtape. And as well as, like, I'm looking for a sexy, badass female who wants to be marketed and promoted and to be featured as the cover of the mixtape. So if you feel like that's you, you got it. You want to do it. You want to be all over websites because it's going to be promoted on datpiff.com, livemixtape.com, iTunes, and as well as, at least I can tell you off the bat, four people's websites that it'll be promoted on because they fuck with me and anything that I do or anything that I want them to push and promote, they're going to do that.
I gotta tell you this real fast. One of our interviews from the Louis Boys, he said he's listening. He said, so don't think that they're not listening, but he said, yo, we're on the line, mama, so don't think we're not here, LOL. So shout out to the Louis Boys. Again, we're just having problems with Switchboard, but we love you. I know you're very familiar with Nikki. So we love you. We'll get you back on soon. Nikki will definitely Louis make Boys. Me, and it will be my pleasure to bump you for somebody else because they're from down south, and you know how we feel about the southern dudes. So you get some mad love from us.
Shout out to the Louis Boys. Again, shout out to Rain, Rain Poetry. Shout out to Chop Shop TV. Shout out to just everybody that supports us, like, you know, I, I'm over here in my mind and everything is going, mouth is running a mile a minute. I'm just trying to make sure I don't forget anybody. You know, shout out to all the other teams on Twitter that's doing the damn thing. Shout out to people that are just doing exactly what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? And that's just trying to get out there just as well as we are. So shout out to you. Keep grinding because I've learned and noticed that never give up, grind hard, and if it's something that you want to do, you should be able to do it, like, and just keep going and keep going and keep going. Never, you should never give up, like, you should just never give up. And just, you know, to the females, like, you know, all vibes, just, it represents all things beautiful, so it doesn't just mean on the outside, we see that bitch, but we want to know, like, on the inside, if you as sweet as you look on the outside, because that's what counts. You know, and shout out to the niggas that hold it down too in the West Coast, you know, like out there. We get love from Cali all the time. Like I can't remember shout out to Cali. Shout out to the fucking UK who's tuning in live right now. It's actually like morning for them right now, but they're definitely tuning in. Shayna from Tennessee. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody,
It's a shout-out day. Shout-out to at Ace the Creator. Yes, honey, we know you're listening. Thank you. We love you for tuning in. We got you. So he's Team Texas. He says he's from down south. So shout-out to Texas. I got some friends that live in Texas. So shout-out to you, Ace the Creator. Follow him. He's cool. So mad love to you. Thank you for tuning in. Oh my God, I can't right now, Nikki. I can't because one of our favorite Louis Boys is like having me cracking up right now. Like, I wish you would. Please add her into this conversation so she can laugh with me because I feel. Okay, so.
I'm not gonna see it until like I get off air because I'm really trying to focus because y'all know me. Like if I get on Twitter right now, like y'all will definitely be hearing crickets and shit because like I just so much involved. So don't at me right now. Like y'all keep Boss Bobs cracking the fuck up.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You.
So he says this is yo, it's Louis. So he says, yeah, we are winning in the dot. You heard, LOL. Y'all lucky we can't comment on y'all convo, dead ass. So shout out to Louis Boys. Like I said, I love the Southern guys. Like, y'all crack me up. We all know y'all got swag with these. So it is what it is. Keep it coming. Like, come on now. Give us some more. Give us something else to say. Talk to us. Nikki don't bite. I don't bite. What else do you want to talk about tonight, sweetie? Hey.
I do bite, but I don't bite very hard, so, like, just letting everybody do know that, because I do bite, but we could just, it's whatever, it's our world, it's the all Bob's world. I definitely, like, I'm kind of a little bit upset that I'm not on Twitter to interact, but I have to, you know, do this to myself, because I'm very weak when it comes to Twitter, so, let me ask you a question. So, are you currently, like, you know, dating anybody? You don't have to say names or anything like that, but like, you know, are you currently dating someone? And if yes, you know, how is it? How is it going right now for you? Like, you know, just briefly, if you want to say the relationship is going okay. If none, then just reply NA.
What I would like to say is I do have a person of interest that I talk to you almost every day. The major barrier is that we're far apart and that I work consistently. When I'm not at work, I'm fucking working, you know, because you have me working 24/7. I mean, but it is what it is. I enjoy it. I enjoy what it is for the current moment. I just really can't involve myself into anything 100% because right now I'm in money-making mode. And until I feel as though, like, not to say this particular person, but a guy in general can handle everything I can bring to the table, you know, I stand alone, you know, but, you know what's up, so... We'll just say that and just keep it moving. Mind of Illusion said, we're lucky as hell that they can't comment on sale conversation. I think that they're loving the fact that, you know, we brought up the down stuff. Can we get some, like, guys from up north, like, to hit us on Twitter? So, I mean, they outshining y'all, like, some niggas from Cali, something, because these niggas from down south is, like, shot, like, outshining y'all.
So I'm loving you guys. I'm definitely loving the love and the support that you guys are showing us on all of our videos. So thank you. Like she said, like, where the niggas at from up top, up north? Where y'all at? Y'all be so loud any other day. Now y'all want to be quiet.
Exactly.
Y'all got you shaking in your boots. What's up? Call us up, 347-857-4302. You may not be able to comment right now, but if you do, bear with us. Like, you bear with us because on our Thursday show, like, by that time, Black somebody would have fixed the shit because me and you, we're not mechanics. Like, we don't know what the hell we're doing right now. And just hold the comments, though, because, like, we could definitely talk about it on Thursday, same time, same place, same number. Everything. So yes, like, just sit back though and listen to what the track got me into about to do for the next, you know, 20 minutes or so.
Can you do me a favor? Can you tell can you just speak to them for a minute? I know they can't call in. I just want to tell you what they say and I want you to comment, okay? Because I'm
okay.
Done. Like, I can't. They're cracking me up right now. Okay, so Mind of Illusion says, LOL, the new track is coming out called Good Girls versus Bad Boys, LOL, we're already done. And then, yo, it's Louis says, what y'all think the sun do to the dark? We're winning. So how do you feel about those comments?
Louis, he knows, like, that's my I love it. They're sticking up for the style. So shout out to y'all. Y'all can talk y'all shit right now because nobody from fucking New York is standing up. So talk your shit. Go ahead. I love it. I'm loving it. I can't even comment. Like, I need to be on via Twitter right now just, like, seeing all of this shit. This is too
That's
all right.
I got you. We just going to keep this flowing. So our very own Brooklyn Black said that you're blowing mad hot air on the show right now. Ha, ha, ha. Hi, Boss Barb.
Ha, ha, ha. He needs to talk to you only. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm loving it. This is how we get it. This is how Nikki D on All Buzz Radio. She's like this 24/7, so it's definitely not up front. Like, the real raw and the rudeness is all real on her end. Like, I love her for what she is.
I'm about it.
I love her for what she is. Exactly. Shout out to her. How's your head, gang? Like, that's my bitch.
Thank you. You my bitch too, and you love sweet. So I'm telling you, yeah, like, don't get it confused too, because what I choose to show y'all on Twitter is what I choose to show y'all. And then what I choose to show y'all on All Bob's Radio is what I choose to show y'all too. But it's definitely all the same thing. I like to get more live on All Bob's Radio because I know for a fact that y'all listening. So definitely. Shout out to everybody that's shouting us out right now on Twitter and in the chat room. We see you. And to Brooklyn Black, like, yeah, I see you. I hear you. That's what's up. Ha, 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 ha. Hopefully, should be fixed on Thursday, buddy. Thank you.
Love. Oh, I mean, I still haven't seen any people from up north tweet us, so I guess they're hiding. I guess it's safe to say for the current moment, the southern niggas is ruling, so it goes back to what I said. A lot of these niggas up here, it's a lot of bark, but no bite. They're not proving us any differently because they're quiet, all crickets.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. Yeah, so you have any questions for me? You don't know anything about me? You know, we talk every day, all day, but, I mean, I do this time of the day where I am missing you.
Of course, I always have questions for my friend. I mean, you're trying to get all in my business as far as, like, who I'm dating. So is there anyone in particular that, you know, is catching the eye of Nikki Barb? Because I know it's been a couple of times I have called and I got put on a back burner. Like, okay, damn, all right. So would you care to, like, elaborate on those incidents? You know, it's all balls radio. We do shit raw here. Let's get it cracking.
So that information is recorded. So it's nothing that we would have to say. We just play it back. But there is somebody that I have my eye on. Yes, it is, honey. It really, really is. He knows who he is. He knows who he is. And I'm trying to check it out. I'm trying to, you know, this is something new to me. I'm usually not the one that, you know, be all googly-eyed and shit over a nigga, but I'm not googly-eyed over him per se. I'm just googly-eyed over the situation, you know what I'm saying? And he knows that I'm here. I'm a supporter. He actually, you know, does a lot out there. He's cool for the most part. He treats me right. Shout out to Team D-Freeze. But, yes, definitely. Yeah, I have my eye on somebody, so hopefully, you know, in the long run, it'll be something spectacular, so where I can invite all you guys to my wedding.
Oh, shit, did she say? See, I'm not that close, so y'all niggas don't got to worry about me tweeting y'all about shit like that, because it's not happening no time.
So I'm just saying. But, yeah, since we getting each other's business, this is cool. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever, what would you consider a one-night stand? Like, what would you consider a one-night stand? Would you consider sort of like a quickie? Or, like, do you consider, like, in order for it to be considered a one-night stand, like, you have to literally stay a one-night with the person, like, overnight with the person?
Okay. Before I answer that, I just need to say this. Shout out to the Louis boys again. Like, I feel like I'm on their payroll right about now. Like, stop it. They just wanted to let all the listeners know that their album called Ransom is coming out in August, so be on the lookout for that. Now, back to Nikki's question. To me, a one-night stand, I don't think you have to stay for a nightcap. Like, a one-night stand could just be a quickie. I mean, who says it has to last, like, all fucking night till the sun rises? Like, to me, that's sleeping over. Like, if I'm going to get my quickie and I'm going to, like, want to, you know, do something real fast, I don't really want to see you in the morning. It's, like, a one-night. Keyword is night, like,
more
at
like,
nighttime.
To get the quickie, though, and, like, you know, like, who's to say you're not breathing like a panther and your legs are fucking weak, you're weak in the knees, SWV style. Like, do you, like, even if you don't want to see that person the next day, like, you know, like, should you stay? Because, like, you know, it might be, like, a weird hour to, like, leave anybody's house anyway by yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you leave at, like, a nigga crib at, like, 2:45, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, to go back home after a quickie, or would you just stay?
I guess it depends. Like, I guess it just depends on the situation. Like, okay, so if it's, like, a one-night stand with somebody I've been crushing on, you know, like, I've been crushing on him or whatever, and it's just like, oh, my God, like, you know, it's what it is. I might stay. Like, I might wake up and make the nigga breakfast. But if it's, like, I went out somewhere and I was feeling him and he was feeling me, I'm getting my shit and I'm going because, like, at the end of the day, like, I did what I needed to do. You did what you needed to do. What are we going to talk about? What's there to talk about? There's nothing to talk about. I'm ready to go. The time has expired. I've never experienced the whole I can't walk situation, so I can't, like, you know, speak up on nothing like that. So for me, I'm going to be like, all right, it's been fun, but I gotta go. I'm gonna pack my shit, get in my car, and drive. No, I've never had that ultimate experience that, you know, a lot of people that I know, I've never had that. I've never met a guy who I could just be like, oh my God, I got it. Yeah, like, yes, I've never had that. I've never had that one guy be like, oh, I gotta have you now. Oh my God, I need you now.
Either, honestly. So, I'm gonna tell my listeners that, yeah, like, I've never encountered with a dude that, like, I had, like, yeah, like, and I've been in relationships where, you know, shit was good. Like, the sex was good. It was, you know, on a regular basis, it was good. But it never left me, I never fiend for it. Like, I never, you know what I'm saying? Even if, you know, you have your moments where you just want to have sex, you want to have it now or whatever. You know, you get that little feeling. I see now, you get that little sensation. But I've never had, like, I mean, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, girl, his dick has me so strong. He has me coming at home at 9 o'clock at night just to get that shit. And I'd be like, what? Really?
I've never.
Like, his dick is doing that's really that's crazy. But I've never been dick strung out on this shit. I don't think I will. I would never deny a good dick, you know, but other than that, like, I've never had it to where I've seen, but I've definitely had, like, you know, like, my knees and my legs shake a little bit, and I have to fucking, like, think about where the fuck I was at real quick. Yeah, I've had that. You know, and I'm pretty sure some of our listeners, they can relate, freak asses. So, definitely, I just, you know, because we were talking about that on the last show, about one-night stands and how far, you know, people should go. Like, I'm not going to keep telling ladies enough, like, do not, if you're going to be out here with these niggas that you don't know and, you know, they told you what you wanted to hear for the time being and, you know, I guess you feel like, all right, well, if the niggas is grown, we're going to do it. But if you don't know him, I don't feel like you need to be putting your lips anywhere on his body.
Exactly.
Whether it's, like, nowhere, because you don't know him. You're not going to be in control of the one-night stand, ladies, and you don't need to be having him at all. You need
exactly.
To, like, you know, like, and we're gonna have sex. You're going to put on a condom. I'm going to see you do this shit. And we're going to have sex, and we're going to call it a night. Like, you don't need to put your lips on my vagina because I'm not returning the favor. So I don't want you to feel like, you know, some niggas would be like, well, I'm not going to eat your pussy. You're not going to fuck my dick. Like, you know, okay, fine. Then the old shit is not going down. But if you can't be in control of the one-night stand, then you definitely don't need to be having it, definitely, because there should be some restrictions for that. When you don't know a person from a hole in the wall, like, a nigga can literally met you. He can drive you from the club, but before he got to the club, while he was pre-gaming it, he fucking put his dick in somebody's butt.
I think we opened up, like, a whole can of worms with this topic, because I'm getting so much, like, it's hilarious. I cannot wait till you tune into Twitter, bitch. You're going to be, like, cracking the fuck up while I'm resting and shit. Yeah, while I'm resting. Exactly. I mean, you know, like, I've had, you know, in my younger days, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Like, when you're in your prime and you're in your moment, you do shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is perfect. I've had, you know, one or two one-night stands. It is what it is, you know. But like you said, like, I'm the type of person, even if I know, like, I'm feeling the guy or whatever the case may be, I'm bringing my own protection. Fuck what you heard, because just as well as females are grimy and shiesty, niggas are too. So, nigga, I don't know how, like, what's going on with that condom you got. Like, nigga, we're going to either go together to pick up or I'm bringing my own. Like, you know, you have to protect yourself, ladies, because, you know, not for nothing, like, a lot of guys boost you up because they know you're a good breed, you know, so they know that you're a good breed or whatever the case may be, you know. So keep it wrapped up. Like, if you're not looking for 1 + 2 = 3, keep it wrapped up and keep it safe. Everybody's grown. They kind of do what they want to do. And that's just that. So we're going to take a quick break for a few minutes, and we'll get back at you. We're rocking with Nikki Barbs and Boss Barbs on All Barbs Radio. Okay, we're back. We had to, you know, get a little break, get a little breather, because the Twitter lines are, like, blowing up. So, Nikki, is there anything else you want to elaborate on before we go tonight?
But I just want to say, let people know, like, definitely hit us up about the mixtape, because, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm working so hard on getting it to be such a great success. I'm trying to put you guys out there. You guys send me music to my show every day, every day, every day. All Barbs is getting millions and tons and thousands of emails to the pregame radio, you know what I'm saying, an email address with tons of great music. Like, I fuck with a lot of y'all music. Like, I really don't understand. Like, sometimes I don't even listen to regular artists anymore. I like to listen to your music. Like, and I really would appreciate it if you got those that are serious, hit me up. Hit up Angel, hit me up, because it'll be produced by a really great DJ. We're putting a lot of effort, time, energy, you know, yes, money is involved with this, because we definitely invest in ourselves to help you guys. So, I mean, just hit us up for the mixtape, All Barbers mixtape. Let's just do it. Also, too, ladies that are listening, get on the All Barbs Twitter team. Like, we're definitely a great Twitter team. You know, like, shout out to all the other Twitter teams as well. Nobody's trying to knock anybody. So whatever y'all have your Twitter team for is whatever y'all do. Shout out to y'all. But all I know is that All Barbs, we are just more than Twitter, though. So it's just like, we host events. We're always everywhere. You know, Nikki Barbs and Moss Barbs is getting quote left and right. We're in Maryland one day. We're in Atlanta one day. We're on the grind. So, and don't think that we won't come to you, because we definitely will. So if there's any event that you guys are holding out that you guys would like for us to host, be a part of, possibly sponsor, let us know. You guys as well, let us know if you guys are party promoters, if you guys, you know, are doing things, if you guys hold parties, you throw parties every week. Let me know so I can let everybody else know that's listening. Like, I can let them know, being in the Bronx, if you're in the New York area, you know, so-and-so, at so-and-so was having a party down at whatever, ladies, 3 before 12, you know, if you're running a guest list, I can help you get your guest list together. People can hit me, I can hit you back. Like, let's network, let's get this thing going, because All Vibes Radio is just an outlet for you guys to be heard. You know, so let's get it together. Let's all come as one. Let's, you know, network. Like, get in where the fuck you fit in.
Exactly. I definitely want to piggyback off of that. Like Nikki said, we'll come to you. We've done it before. We go out and we support, you know, and come to different stages. You just hit us up. You can hit my – I do most of the connecting and most of the DMs because, you know, Nikki's dealing with, like, the mixtape. And artists who are unsigned, get on the mixtape, because this is a great opportunity to get your music promoted, get your music heard. Like I said, Nikki can give you, like, the ins and the outs. But as far as, like, the hosting, we host events. We'll come out to you. Like I said, we're going to be hosting a tattoo party soon. We're going to be hosting another event coming up really soon. So, I mean, you have a party, you got something you want us to show up at, just, you know, hit us up, send us a mention, send us a DM. I'll give you the email address with the, you know, the who, the what, the why, and we'll be there. We're all about networking, you know, because in this business, you got to shake hands in order to make money, and that's just what it is.
Definitely do. And definitely, I'm so glad that you said that, because, yes, we're all about that. And shout out to everybody who's tuning in, who's listening in, who fuck with us happy. We see you. We definitely appreciate you. I know I do. And I know Boss Barbs does as well. Shout out to Brooklyn Barbs. You know I love you, boo. I'm just glad to meet you. But shout out to you. And I hope all is well with your family. Definitely in my prayers. Definitely one of my followers I've seen recently, they were tweeting that they wasn't feeling good. So forget your Twitter name, but shout out to you. So I hope that you're feeling okay. Hope you're feeling better. We got like 10 minutes. 10 minutes, talk about something, do something, get these people to laugh, and we're out of here. Also, shout out to my girl, Roxy Blue. I love you. You're definitely, I need you to make this comeback. These bitches need a lesson. They need the one-on-ones on how to not be so basic. You know what I'm saying? And I just really need for you to come back and talk to them, because they don't want me talking to them. It'll be a lot of scraps and a lot of arguments and shit if I talk to them. But definitely come out here and influence these females out here that are definitely straying. And I just need the niggas too to get it together. Like, all right, talk about, for real, talk about the life that you live, like, not the life that you're trying to live, or that you have goals that you're trying to reach within the next 2 or 3 years. Like, whatever's going on with you now, if you're struggling, niggas, talk about that shit, because you don't know who can relate to you. Or who's going through the same thing that you probably can inspire, and that, you know, they, you help them in some kind of way, and they come back and help you. So stop tweeting and talking about shit that you don't do, that you don't live, that you don't see, that you don't got, because that shit, you definitely show for it in the near future, and you're not going to get away with it for so long. We're definitely going to figure out that you are not about that. So just keep it real. Like, keep it real. People will respect you more if you keep it real. You know, don't be so disrespectful, but at the end of the day, just keep it 100. I feel like, you know, honesty is everything, and, you know, nobody's out here to judge. I don't judge, but I definitely call it how I see it, so, and I tell it like it is. So
mm-hmm.
keep it 100. Say what you want, say what you mean, and I, you know, what you have to add for that, boss?
I definitely agree, because just, you know, for the record, anytime anything gets into me, as far as, like, features or, you know, having me and Nikki come out as a sponsor, definitely understand that I'm going to check your shit out, because if it's legit and everything is everything, like, we're going to come, you know. So just be 100 with us, you know, just keep it real, you know, and we're, you know, if you just want some real live, you know, attractive, down-to-earth females that will bring other females, you know, just get at us. Like, we're all into everything. We're into, you know, the music. We're into the clothes, you know. Shout-out to 3B's clothing line that we have coming out in the fall. And, you know, just know you heard it first on All Bars Radio. Just don't say we ain't tell you, because
I'm
a model
for it. So I'm excited to model 3B's clothing line that's coming out, because I'll definitely see me on the scene and ripping the runway and the new line that we'll be representing. So yeah, shout out to 3B's, like, definitely. And you only hear certain things on All Bars Radio, because that's just how it goes down. Exclusive shit. We try to keep it exclusive.
And just continue to tune in and show Nikki and myself love. Like she said, if you have an event, a party that you're having that's coming up soon, you know, just send us the info and we'll mention it. You know, just try to keep the line of network opening, because at the end of the day, in order for shit to get heard, you know, you got to put it out there, and we won't know and we can't help if you don't tell us. So just continue to support, and we appreciate everyone, and, you know, we just got big things planned, and we just love all the listeners that called in, all the listeners that are online, all the people that tweet us daily, and letting them know everything that's going on. I have a comment again from one of our artists. He just wants us to once again let everyone know that, let me get it right first before I say it, because I don't want a mean tweet coming through, because they're being reckless over here. He just want us to let them know that that the single Good Guys versus Bad Boys is coming out, and they want us to, you know, in the future, try to play that single. And he wants me to yell something ridiculous, and I'm not going to, but, yeah, it's been recorded that I'm not going to yell that, because I'm not loud and obnoxious, so we don't do that here, but we love you guys for everything. Shout out to all the artists who send Nikki in music. That's a really tough job, so please don't get discouraged if she doesn't play on a particular Thursday, but trust and believe, if you got hot shit, she will get you on, and she will get you spun, and it just gives you more opportunity to get on that mixtape. Shout out to the All Bars mixtape.
Definitely. Like, and I just want to let everybody know that everybody that sends in their music, your music will be played. It may not be played on this Thursday show, but because how we do it is, you know, we basically go on the email. Now, if you hit me, if you, like, this is what I'm saying, you got to, don't be afraid to tweet me. Because if you hit me and, you know, you stress to me, like, you know, I really wanted to be played on the Thursday, like, I might could do something for you. I might could hit up Black and be like, listen, there's a specific Twitter name I need you to research to find out and pull their music, so it has to be in a lineup. But if you don't tell me that, then we just randomly select people. And then, like, what we do is, like, I'll set up the list on a Wednesday night, you know, tweet it out, letting everybody know that tomorrow your music will definitely be played, so that way you're in tune and you know what's up. But, yeah, just scream at me, send me, you know, three tracks to max. Like, don't flood my shit with your whole album. Like, let me go download that somewhere, you know, on my personal shit. But, Three tracks to max. Remember to subject your Twitter name so we know who it is, because you can send your music, and if you don't send who you are, like, I cannot play it. I will not play it because I don't know who this song belongs to, and I'm not going to play, you know, I wouldn't do that. So just make sure you subject your Twitter name. Make sure you send the music into pregameradio@gmail.com. Those are all, you know, everything's connected. No underscores, no nothing. One word, pregameradio@gmail. As well as, you know, just keep rocking with us. You know, like I said again, if you just keep talking to us, we're here. We're on Twitter. We're on All Vibes Radio. We'll soon be on TV. We're going to be all over. So, I mean, if you're rocking with us now, you should consider yourself lucky. Just stay in the loop so that way we can't forget you. Like, and I'm bad with it because y'all be having some. Y'all cannot talk about my Twitter name. My Twitter name, compared to a lot of y'all, is so holy, so fucking holy. And it's so many Twitter names that I can't even remember right now, but just make sure you know, you send that in and we'll shout you out most definitely. Shout out to Big Blame Management as well. Big Blame Management, you know, that's my foundation. That's where I started from. I was COO of that company, along with LP, a.k.a. He's on Twitter at LP, the next mogul. Shout out to D. Dave doing the damn thing. He's the main event. Shout out to Lutz Vegas. Shout out to Mo Butter. Shout out to the Silent Celeb. Shout out to Streets the Problem. Streets of God, I'm sorry, Bex Problem. Like, these are all my fam. You niggas is doing the fucking thing right now. They're so busy that they can't even really, like, they just out, they were out at Webster Hall tearing the stage down last night. I've seen the tweets. I've seen the Instagram pictures. I love you guys. I will always love you guys. You guys are my foundation. And LP, you already know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing anything that I'm doing today. You've mentored me. You've helped me. You've set me up. I know you know you didn't always agree with everything that I did and everything that I do say up until now, because you do get mad at some of the IVs I put up and some of the tweets that I say, because I know you're only looking out for me. You want me to conduct myself in a professional business matter, which I do, but shout out to you guys. I love it, and I love you, and I just, I can't wait till we all at the top together chilling. And Boss Vibes, I'm telling you, we really need to get this Vibes mansion so I can throw a big party. So definitely.
Well, you want to go ahead and say our lovely goodnight speeches, because we have 90 seconds left. So let's do the damn thing. Let's close out our exciting night we've had.
Yeah, so good night, everybody. Be you. Don't give a fuck about what anybody else has to say. Do what you got to do. Stay on your grind. Stay focused.
Exactly. And beauty is more than face. Beauty is more than face value. It's how you live your life. Holla at us on Twitter. I am Angel Love Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Bobs, and we love you and see you Thursday. Good night.
Good night.